Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody back to TDFradio.com. My name is Todd Worthington.
And I am James Ridgewood.
And ladies and gentlemen, DFs everywhere, welcome to the end of welfare podcasting.
We have officially closed that era, and we have entered the era of yuppie podcasting.
Yuppie podcasting. As one fan put it, we're into upper middle class podcasting.
Yes.
If we had our shit together, I might be playing a applause sound effect here.
Well, we haven't figured out the mixer that well. That mixer, though, that we were going to sell on Craigslist, not for sale.
It's not for sale. It's up and running, and we have some new equipment plugged into it.
Two Behringer mics, two Behringer headsets.
And got them for a good deal.
Yeah, no major complaints.
No major complaints.
The mixer channel one on the mics, though, busto.
Yeah, channel one will not be screaming on the mic.
We're coming in on two and three right now.
Coming live on two and three with the iPod coming in on channel four. We do have the option to go up to channel eight. But right now we don't need it.
No more doing this in software, huh? We're mixing it. We're doing it live.
As the great Bill O'Reilly said,
fuck it.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. I actually just got a text, for the show.
Oh, let's read it.
Can we listen live or no?
No.
No. Unfortunately, we're not. We haven't figured that part out yet.
What do you think this is? Bourgeoisie podcasting? No, this is fucking yuppie podcasting.
To my coworker Joe, I don't think I'm giving too much away by saying that. Joe, no, but we're shouting you out live, sort of live.
Live-ish.
So this technically counts as a PF meeting.
I agree.
Someday this will be a true TDF meeting.
One day.
But for tonight, we thought that we'd dig a little deeper. Thought that we'd go back in time. Talk about why on earth two guys who like drinking would start a podcast.
By the way, we are drinking.
We are drinking.
Although you look sort of dry over there. Your beverage looks finished.
It's a little dry.
Oh, that's important.
Tonight we are literally drinking something that James brewed himself.
I did. Purchased my hops online. Got like bought it by the pound, sort of like you do with weed. And I got a couple more pounds left of it in my freezer.
You got a hops guy?
I have a hops guy. But yeah, this is James's IPA.
It's actually really good.
We're going to be doing a blind taste test at some point. We're going to grab a bunch of great beers, bunch of great other IPAs, and pour them out into glasses, bunch of IPAs, and then my IPA, and see, you know, have people rank them, see which one's better, and, you know, I think that'll be pretty interesting.
It's a good IPA.
See how mine measures up. Sort of like a dick measuring contest for beer.
I literally have no response. I have no response right now. So the history of TDFradio.com.
Yep. Well, I think it all started with you know, the two of us listened to related but very different radio, I guess.
Yeah. In my personal history, there are several different, particularly morning radio shows that stand out to me, that influenced my idea to start a radio show.
For me, I mean, I have two very, very polar opposites. Maybe they're polar opposites. I don't know. Basically, my radio is either on NPR or Howard Stern? One or the other?
I can't. I have not yet ventured to NPR.
I'm a yuppie, I guess. You know, with the yuppie podcasting comes the upper, the other, you know, yuppie tendencies.
Yuppie radio.
Yeah, I guess so.
For me, it was morning radio. Usually on my way to school, my dad would put on Howard Stern, or for those, Mark and Brian in the morning. Mark and Brian were pretty funny. This is kind of boring radio, but I think this informs.
It's where we're coming from.
That's exactly right. It's where we're coming from. Some time ago, myself, James, and the other Rat Pack, the rest of the Rat Pack of TDF, found out that, well, we enjoy drinking together.
That we do.
We also enjoyed just talking for hours and hours and hours on end. And turned out that often we would spark debates, spark conversation of the people around us. I can remember one time the four of us were sitting at a bar downtown.
That sounds sort of familiar.
It does sound familiar. We were sitting at a bar downtown, and I haven't prepped James on this story here. But
we're doing it live, fuckers.
I haven't prepped James on the story, but I know he'll remember it. We are broadcasting from America's Finest City, and we were sitting at a bar shortly after San Diego Comic-Con. Do you remember?
Yes.
And as we were doing what we do best...
That would be drinking.
That would be drinking and talking. Some guys nearby us sparked up a conversation. They were fellow Comic-Con attendees.
You pretty much got to go to Comic-Con at least once while you're in San Diego. I mean, it sounds nerdy, but it's actually pretty badass. It's an experience.
Once in your life, at least.
Bare minimum.
Do you remember the guys that I'm talking about?
You're talking about that bar. It was pretty close to the convention center. He was an artist. Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So while we're sitting there, this guy thought, you know, he listened to us. He thought we were pretty cool. We told him that we were going to start up a radio show. This was probably at least a year and a half ago.
I think it was closer to like two. Plus.
Probably. I don't know.
Somewhere around there. It was a while back.
It was a while back. This radio show is nothing if not a lesson in
procrastination
of life getting in the way. It's part of why James and I look at this as a giant victory for ourselves.
We're broadcasting.
We're fucking doing it live.
We'll do it live.
Now, while we were talking to these gentlemen...
Goddamn, I love Bill O'Reilly. that's the only thing that I'm ever going to say. I love Bill O'Reilly, but you know what? That was fucking badass.
He was pretty angry.
Yeah.
He was an angry...
I don't even remember what it was about. It was like, oh, my teleprompter wasn't right. Roar.
He was upset. He was definitely upset.
Yeah, whatever.
So the artist that was talking with us, you know, he was...
Without giving too much away, he was an artist for a children's television program.
A famous... children's television program.
Yes.
Pretty soon you can look for the TDF official artwork drawn by this guy. I'll get it up on the website and on the Facebook as fast as possible. But he thought so much of us and our banter that he, in all of his famousness, drew us a picture on the spot and said, you can use this as your logo.
Yeah, I totally remember.
I don't know if you guys can hear that. That's the trolley going by. That sort of partially reveals our location.
Secret location.
Secret pirate location.
Fucking pirate radio-ish.
I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, okay. There actually was pirate radio, and we're not it.
Yeah.
Tier.
Pirate radio is... probably a lot cooler than us.
It was before they like got raided.
Well, so where are we going from here?
I think you were going to talk about some drunk shit that your wife says.
Yes, that's right. So I said it on the last podcast. There's a guy on Twitter that goes under the moniker Shit My Dad Says. It's pretty funny. When I found it, I thought, you know, this guy talks a lot like my wife does. Shoots from the hip, really no filter. But as I kind of read through it, and I did follow him on Twitter for a while. I still do. He's funny. But they gave him a show on CBS, apparently. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know what to say other than I think that my wife is...
You think your wife's funnier than this guy?
My wife is fucking funnier than this dude. So the last time I talked about the quote that I read had to do with my wife's opinion on female homosexuality and how a lot of girls experiment and say that they...
Oh, yeah, they're bisexual.
They're bisexual, and yet they have...
They have yet to lick a vag.
They've yet to lick a vag, and that is... for my wife anyway, the hallmark of any true bisexual and or lesbian.
I would say that that's just anybody who likes women. I mean, I don't know if you can call yourself somebody who likes women unless you've licked a vag. Other than that, you just sort of have a passing fancy with women.
you find them interesting.
Yes.
These interesting women.
So
who I have yet to lick their vag.
Have yet.
Well, I have, but I mean, you know, I was speaking from somebody who had a passive, you know, just sort of a passing fancy with women.
Right.
Someone yet to have licked the vag.
Gotcha. So, anyway, so my wife shoots from the hip. She's got no, she doesn't sugarcoat things. It's probably the thing that, that I think is most awesome about her, that and that she's, screaming hot. So anyway, without any further ado, I'm going to, this brings up the segment of the show we like to call Shit My Wife Says. Are we ready?
I guess so.
All right.
I don't know what you're going to say, but do it.
All right. She got some small-ass titties for a fat girl.
Oh, that's just unfortunate.
I honestly don't remember the context.
No idea. I don't remember it at all.
It honestly doesn't matter. I have a BlackBerry, and BlackBerries have something on them called memos. And I've now filled three different memos just of quotes from her. So that that concludes Shit My Wife Says. She got some small-ass titties for a fat girl.
As I said, that's just... I feel bad for her. I mean, you don't get... It's like all of the drawbacks with none of the benefits.
So,
the whole being fat part being the drawback.
All right. I got a question for you. And as far as truth in advertising goes, we began this debate the other night.
At a bar.
Should we say the name of the bar?
It was at the Wits End.
It was at the Wits End Pub and Cafe. Nice place.
Great place. Good beer selection.
Very good beer selection. So over some beers, I brought up a debate that I had had before, and I thought I had to stop it just because I knew it was Radio Gold. So
it was very interesting because the women had basically the opposite opinion of the men, I felt.
Right. So here's the dilemma. You're dating a woman. A guy is dating a woman. You have to put yourselves... In the shoes of a guy,
a heterosexual male.
Heterosexual male is dating an attractive female.
Yep, very hot actually.
She's a hot female,
big titties, not fat.
Right. So, throughout the course of their dating, the histories are revealed as the relationship becomes more serious. And it is revealed one of two things. This is sort of a would you rather.
Choose your own adventure, so to speak.
You come to find out that either this very attractive young woman that you have been seeing now for some time
and boning
was either a former adult film actress or was morbidly obese.
Not just regular obese, like morbid, like whatever that is, 35 fucking BMI or something. Huge.
Morbidly obese.
Two of you.
We all kind of know what that is. So the general take of the women at the table when we were having this debate was you go with the former fat girl.
Yep. It's way better to be formerly fat and now skinny than a former porn actress.
They're saying that, you know, the...
You don't know where those women have been. But the fat chick, you know, was just fat.
Right. Which is a good argument.
It makes sense. I'm not disputing their logic. I mean, I think the fact that we're discussing it means that there's... It's like a philosophical argument. There's no clear-cut black and white answer.
It's an ethical gray area.
That it is.
So... we're having this debate, and we are it's going back and forth. Essentially, the men at the table are undecided. The women are.
I don't know. I thought we were somewhat unanimous.
I had some thoughts since then.
Really?
I had some thoughts since then.
Okay.
So, one was, well, the girl just used to be fat, and now she's good looking.
That's true, but can you ever really get serious with a former fat chick?
I don't.
I mean, you're married, fuck you. But, like, you know, can you ever really get serious with a former fat chick? I mean, you're sort of, you know, there's sort of, she was fat once. Why not a year down the road? I mean, should you really gamble with that, you know? Should you really get serious with this chick and then, you know, 6 months later, she's 20 more pounds, and you're like, oh, well, that's not that fat. And then 6 months more, you're like, oh, goddamn. Shit the bed.
Right. Ugh. So, and that's a great argument for it, and that's one that I kind of get behind.
I'm with you.
Now, the women at the table were also talking about the sexual prowess of the two candidates here. I think that's what we should call them. The candidates.
All right.
So obviously the porn actresses are going to have some skills. They're going to have some tools in the toolbox that you've never seen before.
Distinctly possible. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would think that maybe I have seen it. Maybe I've seen it quite a few times.
You may have seen it. I should say experienced. Experienced it.
Okay, all right.
Then the argument was that, well, the formerly big candidate is going to be more grateful because when they were big and got some, they probably were happy.
Loving.
Loving. Very loving, tender. And
fat chicks give a lot of head. I don't know. Maybe.
Because they have to. And I was sort of thinking about it. And here's the thing that sort of swayed me in the other direction.
Waffler.
I know. True liberal Democrat all the way through.
All right.
So as I'm sitting here, as I was sitting and thinking about the debate that we were having, I thought of my dog. Trust me, I'll get to a point here. So we adopted our dog. Cool dog. Real cool. And if you're out there thinking about getting a dog, you have to adopt. Don't be a jerk. Anyway. And in the process of getting a dog, we looked into greyhound adoption, dog racing dogs.
Like from Mexico?
Wherever they do dog racing.
I don't even know. Do they do dog racing?
Dog racing is still a thing, and you can adopt former racers.
I think that I would know about this from a gambling perspective.
You can adopt former racers. We actually ran into a person that had a former racer, and they tattooed the inside of their ear.
Is this like Santa's Little Helper?
Exactly. It's exactly like Santa's Little Helper, except there are official programs for it. So this guy had a former racer, former racing greyhound, and had a tattoo on the inside of his ear. He said that he looked up the dog's former racing history from the tattoo on the inside of his ear.
Well, that's pretty badass.
I thought that was pretty cool. The thing about the thing when you adopt a greyhound is for the first, 4 years of their lives, they've done nothing but run. They've done nothing but run and work out and race and chase that little rabbit that they're never, ever going to get. And all they've done is just run and run and run and run and run. When you adopt them,
you get in shape real fast?
No. Those dogs never want to run again. Apparently, when you adopt a former racing greyhound, they sit on your couch and they do not move.
My kind of dog.
Right. Now, let's translate that to this argument here.
I think that was like a really long sort of story, and I'm sort of trying to remember what we're getting back to. I think it has to do with fat chicks.
Fat chicks or?
Or porn stars.
Porn stars. Porn stars did a lot of?
Effing.
Effing.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they don't want to F.
Maybe they don't want to get on and chase that little bunny anymore. Or when they do, it's got to be for something real good. Like a big diamond ring or a new Mercedes Benz.
Or like maybe you just have to turn on the camera.
But that's more expensive, you know? You got to get a camera. What if I don't want to get a camera?
You talk as if cameras are expensive.
No. Look.
Camera's cheaper than like, a meal down at Ocean Air.
The equipment that we just bought?
The equipment that we just bought.
Still. Think about... Okay, let's look at it from a size perspective. Let's look at the cameras that used to shoot them. And let's look at the camera that you can get on a welfare podcasting budget.
Yuppie podcasting now. you act as if I'm broke. I was able to afford these mics that should have stands.
We don't have stands.
We don't have stands.
So anyway, if you have an opinion about...
Fat chicks versus porn stars.
Fat chicks versus porn stars and who you'd rather date. Hit us up on Twitter, at TDF Radio.
Facebook, just search for TDF Radio. You'll find us.
We'll be the bar. And you can also contact us through the website.
Yeah, TDFradio.com.
How about tell people out there how we got the domain? That's a phenomenal story.
I don't remember at all, but didn't I register it from a bar?
Better. Well, from our former, from our alma mater.
Really?
From the annual festival.
It was from Sun God?
From Sun God on your old palm.
Oh, yeah.
You were walking around, and we had been talking about getting this radio show going. And you said, boom, got the website done, locked down.
That's true. I couldn't remember where I registered it from, but I know I registered it from my phone.
We were three sheets at that point. If you got an opinion, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook, and opine, as our illustrious Bill O'Reilly likes to say.
That you should. You weigh in. Use your common sense. Blah, blah, blah.
You're a smart guy. Come on. Come on. Come on. So,
don't be a pinhead.
What's next?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
We've done Shit My Wife Says.
That we have.
We've done Porn Stars versus Fat Chicks in the Serious Relationship Dating Pool.
We can talk about how much money I made on Duke winning that national championship.
Go for it. You know, we do need a sports/gambling segment, and I think there's no greater sports guy than James Richwood.
I made a shitload of money on Duke. It was fucking glorious. Oh, and here's the bullshit. I totally had Duke in my bracket, but I lost on tiebreakers. I
totally had like a score of like 140. Came in at like 120. It was bullshit. And somebody else had Duke winning it all, and they had the score within 2 points. So I got fucked. Whatever.
But you made a lot of money.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, I was in Vegas for the start of the tournament.
I was there with some finance guys from New York, so you know it was like Gamble Fest 2010. All they wanted to do was like gamble the whole time. It was like fucking literally in maybe 72 hours, I probably played 54 hours of blackjack.
So wait a second. So 72 hours in Vegas, you're there with two finance guys.
Three finance guys. Yeah.
Only thing that was happening was gambling?
Dude, those finance guys, let me just tell you, this whole like Wall Street thing, how shitloads of money got lost, and people are like, oh, it was like the Wall Street casino.
Did these guys find it?
Dude, these guys are the Wall Street casino.
Okay, all they wanted to do is like literally, I walk into the Aria. They are at a blackjack table right by the entrance, like literally within 100 feet of the entrance of the entire hotel casino. And I have my bag with me because they got in earlier in the day. And they're like, oh, just set the bag under the table and let's start gambling. So literally, I didn't take my bag up to the room till I'd been in Vegas for like 5 hours. And I'd been at the same blackjack table. I'd already smoked 2 cigars at the blackjack table by the time I took my bag to the room.
That's phenomenal. How'd you do in Vegas?
I lost money. Mostly at blackjack. I definitely won money at dice. I won money on sports betting. I bet against Kansas. It was glorious. I bet on Northern Iowa against Kansas. Not on the money line, though. I took the spread.
I like money.
I like money. And I bet on Duke at 15-1 to win the national championship before Duke's first game. Before Duke's first game, I had him 15-1. Bam. That shit paid.
That's phenomenal.
It was good.
So tell us a little bit about your bets, some of the bets that you had for Duke, because I know that you had multiple bets that were winning you just stupid money.
No, I didn't have that many bets. I mean, pretty much I just had the one on Duke at 15-1, and then I had Duke in my bracket, which was, you know, it was great. I just needed the score to be a little bit higher than it was in the final game, and I got fucked. But, you know, that happens. It sucks when you're in a bracket and you pick, like, not the favorite to win the tournament. You pick, like, the third or fourth favorite to win the tournament, and then they win, and then you still lose your bracket. And when your bracket's winner take all, yeah, that shit sucks. This will be in my bracket. This is the third year in a row that a woman has won. I'm in a bracket with 25 people, and like there's 5 women maybe. There's like basically it's all dudes, and then there's like the girlfriends.
And whose girlfriend won? Whose girlfriend won this time?
This is actually nobody's girlfriend. This is just somebody's friend.
Former fat chick.
Not as far as I know.
Former porn star.
There's a distinct possibility, but
interesting.
I don't know. As far as I know, no. I've known her since she was about 18, so I'm going to go with no, unless she did it on the side and I didn't know about it.
Would you describe her as relationship napalm?
Definitely.
Okay. So let's talk about... Let's talk about next time.
All right.
Let's talk about next time. So things that we are attempting to work out. Skype account.
Yep. That way people can call in.
That would be nice. That'd be nice. We want to have some kind of live chat function for the show. Down the line, probably live broadcasting, but that's going to be a while, I'm thinking.
That shit costs money, okay? Like, you have to pay for that.
All right, well, I don't have any money. So unless you're going to, you know, front it, I don't think that's happening.
As I said, this is yuppie podcasting, not bourgeois podcasting.
We may do podcasts from establishments.
Very possible. I have a laptop. You have a laptop. I think that's all we really need.
It's kind of all we need. We have mics. We may want to get stands before we do live podcasting from a from a bar. Well, you, I don't know. Hold mic in one, beer in the other.
What do you think I've been doing this entire time?
That's true. I've been kind of holding mine like a coffee cup.
Whatever. I got my beer down to like the yeast cake at the bottom, and I'm not going to finish that.
Would that make you bisexual as far as women are concerned?
What?
Never mind. Refer back to Shit My Wife Says from last week, or from the last podcast, and you'll get that joke. So, what's left?
Well, I think that, I mean, I guess it, gambling-wise, we're down to very little. I mean, basically, we got fucking baseball for now.
NBA playoffs are starting. Those are sort of interesting.
NHL, you know, might be some NHL playoffs. Could be interesting.
Does anybody care about hockey?
It's a good gambling sport.
Okay. Okay.
It's so, sort of the NHL playoffs are actually they're pretty good for gambling.
So just like anything else in America, even if we don't like it, we can find a way to make some money off it.
You can bet on it. You can bet on anything, man. Fucking totally made a shitload when Obama won North Carolina.
What?
Yeah, I had money on Obama to win North Carolina.
Really?
Yep. I also had money on McCain to win certain states. I had McCain in Montana. That one actually made me sweat a little bit.
And how much did you win on this historic election?
It was mid three digits. It was not into the four digits, but I didn't have Obama to win the election at all. I didn't have anybody on the election. All I know is people who thought like California, they were like, "Oh, I'm willing. I think that Republicans are going to win it 10%." I was like, "No, I will happily lay 9-1, no problem." You want 10-1? You want 15-1? Willing to go that high? Yeah, I bought that shit as far as you could buy.
Now, given that you didn't have Obama to win the election in your betting.
Yeah, it was too expensive.
Right. Who'd you vote for?
Obama.
Interesting. Interesting. Well,
you act as if you have to like vote for something in order to bet on it. You really don't. I bet on Prop 8 to pass. I voted for it to fail. What's the big fucking problem?
That's
You act as if profiting off of things that are out of your control is a problem. It's really not. You just got to separate what you think is going to happen from what, you know, you want to happen. Two totally separate events.
I mean, I conceptually, I get it, but I don't know.
Whatever, man.
All right.
I felt sorry for those gays, but at the same time, you know, money.
I like money.
I like money.
Tweet at us if you know the reference of that movie. I gave it a little bit away.
You like money too?
Wait, you like sex and money?
You're tripping me out.
Also to follow our drops, in which we will have those exact sound effects.
Yeah, when we figure out this board a little bit more.
Yeah, this board is sweet. The board is working out. Granted, I'm kind of feeling that the content is content of today. Decent.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's something to talk about. I think that it's going to sound incredible.
I mean, if you were fucking just waking up or whatever and this was a morning show, you'd be like, man, this shit's phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Look, they're cursing. They're talking about drinking. They're talking about effing. They're talking about fat chicks. They're talking about porn stars.
We actually hit the superfecta today. We talked about drinking, we talked about bitches, we talked about gambling, and we talked about, we briefly touched on weed, I guess, just ever right. So slightly, just a little touch.
As it relates to hops.
Yeah.
Which we just brought right back to drinking.
Yeah, that we did.
I think with that, we can start kind of heading out.
Yeah.
We can start heading out.
From America's finest city, motherfuckers.
From America's finest city. Nice.
That's it! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
times are strange. We got a free upgrade for snakes on a plane. Fuck 'em, I don't care.
Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at TDF Radio.
Don't forget Facebook, TDF Radio, and TDFRadio.com.
TDFRadio.com is where you can get all kinds of updates about us.
You can always listen to the podcast there.
And ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next time. TDF Radio is out.